In the Northwest, Native Americans have caught and traded fish along the banks of the Columbia River for eons. Nowadays, natives sell just-caught fish out of coolers roadside. This weekend, one Native entrepreneur is opening her own brick-and-mortar fish shop in Cascade Locks, Oregon. Correspondent Anna King has this profile.
Kim Brigham Campbell is a petite woman with sleek black hair, razored just below her chin, and a laid-back, warm persona.
Do you want to step inside?
We walk past the clean, bright front counter to the room behind.
In the back here, we have our ice machine and then our 20 by 20 freezer cooler.
Whoa. Oh, that's a lot of fish.
Yes, we're getting a good variety. There's our smoked fish. There's bellies and stuff for bait for sturgeon. There's our sturgeon in vacuum seal bags. We have some clam chowder that we have that we're going to have on opening day. And then just more varieties of salmon.
Bins of fillets are all packaged up tight in glossy vacuum packs ready for sale. From Brigham Campbell's store, you can see the Columbia River where these fish are plucked fresh from the chilly water. In this cooler is a precious half year of hard work. Brigham Campbell's Native American family is well known on the lower Columbia River. She's a member of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation. Her father fishes, her uncles, her cousins, her sister, her children. Brigham Campbell says her family name is tied to the store, and that means she's had a few sleepless nights lately.
I've been really comfortable just building the building, and now that it's time to open, I just hope it's everything I want it to be and everything that people are expecting of me.
To build the store, Brigham Campbell and her husband took out loans, cashed in a 401k, struck a land deal with a nearby port, and even borrowed money from her parents. Brigham Campbell herself is a mother of two teenagers, an independent hairdresser, and has managed to guide the construction of this new shop.
Who are you most excited to see come through your front door?
My parents, of course.
What will it be like when you see your mom and dad walk through?
I'll probably cry. It will be a good thing.
And getting to this opening hasn't always been easy. There's been some talk that she's taking away from tradition or changing things too much. Still, she says many in her tribal community have been supportive.
In the springtime, April or May, I'm going to have a blessing. I'm going to have drummers and some singers come down and do a bigger grand opening. This is just, I'm considering my soft opening. I just need to open my doors. And in the springtime, I want to celebrate everybody that's helped me, the community, and also I need, you know, the blessing from the tribe.
Blessing ceremonies for fishing families along the Columbia River isn't new. For centuries, Brigham Campbell's ancestors prospered from the Northwest rivers and land. With this bright new store, Brigham Campbell says she's reasserting her belief in the Columbia River, that the wide waters will provide for her family's future, as it has in the past. I'm Anna King in Cascade Locks, Oregon.